Those of us preparing for Christmas lunch tomorrow may be cooking for a small group or an extended gathering of family and friends. But I doubt any of us will be planning a Christmas lunch as big as Bill Crews. The Uniting Church Minister, who's also the head of the Exodus Foundation, is putting on a celebratory feast for those Sydneysiders who don't have a family to share the festive season with. And he's expecting a big turnout tomorrow. He joined me in the studio to tell us about his preparations. Reverend Bill, thanks so much for coming into the World Today studio.
Oh, it's a real pleasure.
So tell us, what are you planning for Christmas lunch tomorrow?
Well, it's a hot traditional Christmas lunch. So it's ham, turkey, vegetables, baked potatoes, gravy, then custard. And we have this lady who spends all year making these lovely little Christmas puddings. So they all have a Christmas pudding with custard and ice cream and all of that. So it's the traditional Christmas lunch. Also, Santa turns up, so there'll be a present for everyone, a lot of entertainment. And we'll get about 3,000 people, so we seat 900 at a time. So those who want to eat and run can basically eat and run and grab their present and go, and all the others can stay around and there's dancing and all of that sort of stuff. We try and make it the family that has gone. People don't have. Lots of people look on Christmas Day as a night. Now, I remember a woman, she had busted with her husband and all of that, and she was so anxious about Christmas Day, she bombed herself and her children out on Valium for the whole day so they didn't have to cope with Christmas Day. And so it's for those sorts of people, the lonely, the lost, the homeless, those who have got no one.
And you say it's about 3,000 people. Is it mainly older people, or are there many
children
there?
No, there's lots of kids, kids everywhere. Oh, no, it's from cradle to grave sort of thing. You know, I think our oldest we've ever had was 101. In fact, we've got a 101-year-old man coming tomorrow who's being turfed out of his house tomorrow. So we got to, not only is he coming for Christmas lunch, we got to find somewhere for him to live on Christmas Day.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The world can be awful sometimes.
So you've been holding this celebration for around 50 years
now. Yes, yes, yes.
So how did it begin?
I went to the Wayside Chapel in 1971 and started there, and Christmas lunch was partly there. Then when I was ordained and went to Ashfield, we just continued. And I had all these lovely Edwardian old ladies who said to me, "But Bill, everybody's got somewhere to go at Christmas." Said, no, they haven't. So one of the old girls gave me a plate of sandwiches, and we had two on Christmas Day. The next year we had 13, and we thought, we're off. The next year we had 11, and we fell into depression. And then the next year we had 400, and it just went off from there.
So how has it changed over the years?
It's got more meaningful. There are people who are desperate for a human touch, so we get a lot of that. And it's holy. As the longer it's gone on, the more I realise how holy it is. There's a little old lady turned up Christmas Eve a few years ago, and she had a tiny plastic bag, and in it she had a tiny leg of lamb and a tin of peaches. And she said, "I brought this for your Christmas." And I thought, this is special. And I sat her down, and every year on Christmas Day, this little old lady, her little old husband, and the disabled son would have Christmas together, Christmas lunch in the kitchen. And then over the years, the little old man died. And this year, the son had died. And I realised she was bringing their Christmas lunch to share with everybody. And that's the sadness and desperation and the beauty in it all at the one time.
And it sounds like the people who give are getting as much as the people...
Oh, we have, what, 200, 300 volunteers? And you get all the homeless people, the really people who are who live in cars or on the street. They come and they have a Christmas lunch. We do it all again at night at our van, which goes, we have a mobile food van, goes into the city. And then you get the real denizens of the city. And then you really know that you're getting to people who haven't had any love in their lives for a long time.
And it's obviously a source of wonderful food.
Yeah.
But do you think it is the company that is just as much draw card?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the fact that, well, it's Christmas, we've got to do it. We've got to make it. We've got to be a family. And, of course, all the volunteers come and they make it Christmas and all, everybody else. And so it's the Christmas lunch everybody needs to kind of have.
And what are usually your favourite moments on the day?
Oh, God. I remember a little boy, like little kids kind of think, why would Santa not give me a present? What's wrong with me? You know, you get that. You get all the things about Santa, you know, showering gifts on the rich kids, and these poor little kids with the bum out of their pants get nothing. And I remember there was this little boy, this family turned up right at the end when we were all packing up to go home. And the little boy, more than anything, for Christmas wanted to tickle me Elmo. And one of the volunteers had one for his son. And he gave it to the little boy and he said, I can buy my son a Tickle Me Elmo anytime, but this boy needs it on Christmas Day. Events like that. An old man turns up. He's got no arms. No arms, you know, ex-sailor. No arms. So I get two lovely matrons, church-like matrons, to feed him with a spoon. So they're feeding him Christmas lunch with a spoon, you know, and he's telling them off-colour jokes and they really don't know whether to laugh or not, you know. Things like that, just the real humanity when you get down to the base lovingness in all of us.
What a beautiful job you do, Reverend Bill. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
What an extraordinary person. That's the Reverend Bill Cruz, the founder of the Exodus Foundation.